This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome to Walker Gone Wild. I'm Jeff Walker, and I call this episode The Silver Lining to Coronavirus. Now, hold on here. Hear me out. The media always portrays preppers as crazy kooks with a cabin in the woods who have guns, water, and enough of that freeze-dried food to last a century. They're often called or portrayed as extremists, kooks, and sometimes even thought of as being dangerous. Well, who's crazy now? They're sitting in a well-stocked cabin with everything they need for the next quarter of a century, and you're running around Walmart trying to find a roll of toilet paper. You know, we get hit by a weird illness from China. Thank you, China. And collectively, we freak out. Sure, we're all looking at our 401ks and going, oh my God. And there are other financial implications, especially for small business. And there's definitely a lot of inconvenience. But this is not the end of the world, and the hysteria is frankly shocking. So, where is the silver lining I've been talking about? Well, in my opinion, the real thinkers among us will take a step back, study what is happening right now psychologically, and come to the quick realization that very few of us here in the U.S. and probably in the entire world are ready for even a minor interruption in our comfy lives. There's a term called a black swan event. It's an unexpected event that comes out of nowhere but has extreme implications. Now, obviously, the coronavirus is a black swan event. Nobody saw it coming, and it's wreaking havoc. But there are far worse things that can happen. Natural disaster, a nuclear war, or our electrical grid collapsing from lack of maintenance and updating, or even being the target of a terrorist attack. Can you imagine if we lost our electricity for days or weeks on end all across the country? So here's my point. We should look at the mass hysteria in the supermarkets today as a test run and use it to better prepare ourselves as best we can. Most of us don't have the money to buy a home out in the woods and stock it with everything we need as a place to escape to. However, clearly when we are frantic for toilet paper, we are not very prepared. Even Boy Scouts are taught to be prepared, and if you've ever gone camping with them like I have, you better believe they always bring the TP. We will get through coronavirus, but the silver lining is it is teaching us a lot. Stay safe, and thanks for listening to Walker Gone Wild. If you wish to comment, reach me at jeffwalker@985krz.com.